And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is October 8th, Tuesday, October 8th, 8:30 a.m., and I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're very, very pleased to have Patrick Uran and Ed Ward on the program with us today to chat about the Rotary Club's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition auditions. And the event is coming up Saturday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the UWG Ballroom. And for more information, you can visit westgatalent.com. And we'll get into this here in a bit. The opportunity, the fact that you can vote on performers, and for $10 or for $20, you can come in, see the show yourself. Why don't we jump right into a little bit of background with our guests here. So we have Ed Ward, a Shorty Bond Specialist for Acrisure and current Rotary Club President. And we have Patrick Uran, OMA Head of School, Rotary Club President-Elect, and Talent Competition Producer. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Josh.
Thank you both for coming on the program with us today. Why don't we start by, if you could, tell our listeners a bit about yourself, a bit about your background, and how you came to be involved with Rotary Club. We'll start with Ed Ward.
Well, Josh, I'm not from Carrollton. I grew up in Florida, Orlando, and from North Carolina. So I'd like to take a real quick moment to shout out to those people in the path of the hurricanes. Good luck to you, and God willing. As far as Carrollton, I've been here 36 years now, which is probably the longest I've lived in one place in my entire life, but have come to love this town. And basically, my introduction to Rotary was about 16 years ago, and have been, as far as professional life, have been in the surety business literally all my life. I came up here for a job to work here in Carrollton, and have been here ever since, and love the town dearly.
Patrick Uran, tell our listeners a bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to be involved with the Rotary Club.
Well, good morning, Josh. Thanks for having us on the radio show this morning. So I grew up here in Carrollton and moved away for almost 30 years, and had the good privilege to come back to serve as the head of school for Oak Mountain Academy about 7 years ago. And I have been a member of Rotary. I joined the Rotary Club of Athens in Athens, Georgia, many years ago. And so this is, about 15 years that I've been a member of Rotary. And I've always loved the service above self motto, and community service and service to others has been a big part of my childhood growing up and a part of who I am today. And so it's always been important to me to be able to be a part of a community, and a good way to do that is get actively involved in all of the great happenings that are in the community. And our Rotary Club of Carrollton does a phenomenal job of really being a part of many areas within our community. And so it's a great privilege to be a part of this. And the Rotary Talent Show that we started a couple of years ago is a great way for us to reach many areas and many folks within our greater community. So it's a privilege to be a part of it again.
So let's just keep that train rolling. How did this talent competition come to be? This is the third annual.
It is the third annual, yes. Well, it came about a couple of years ago when our friend and colleague, Scott Robinson, who is the owner of GoPrint Plus, had a vision for the year that he was president of Rotary Club. He was president of Rotary Club, and he lost both of his parents within 7 months of one another, and it was during the time of COVID. And that was when a lot of folks were not able to get out and be a part of one another's lives, and so that was difficult for him, and he was trying to figure out how he could use his platform as the president of Rotary to reach those individuals who were considered shut in during that particular time period and not able to be with family and loved ones during a really critical time of their lives. And one of the things that was a big impact and influence on him that he learned through the nursing staff that were taking care of his family were the fact that the arts and music was a pretty universal language that would help communicate to those that were neurologically impaired, as both of his parents were. And so he used his experiences with that transition with his parents to help raise money to buy arts equipment and supplies and use that platform to be able to raise money to bring those types of equipment pieces into nursing homes and other facilities that were supporting those folks who were not able to get out and be with other folks. And so that is how the whole thing started. I went into his shop one day to actually purchase some items for Oak Mountain Academy. And I walked out an hour and a half later after he had pitched this whole idea of West Georgia's talent competition, and thought it was a phenomenal idea. There was nothing like it in our community at the time. And after a second conversation with him, ended up agreeing to produce it along with him. And so we started this venture together 3 years ago, and it's continued on ever since. And it's been a real joy to be a part of it.
Excellent. Well, why don't we jump back over to Ed Ward. Ed, so what is the concept for this year, and how will this year's event be different than the previous year?
Well, this year, I know the second year, Jillian Foster chose the Child Advocacy Center for her benefit. This year, we're going to be basically our beneficiary is going to be the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology. It's a fund that's held within the Tanner Medical Foundation. I chose that simply because it's Parkinson's has affected my family and obviously affected the Fulford family. So it's near and dear to my heart. The show itself is going to go on the premise of America's Got Talent. So that's what we're doing as far as bringing in talent from this area and the Atlanta metro area as much as we can. The show will start, the concept is, you know, the show will start about 6 p.m. We're going to have a exclusive sponsor-only cocktail hour. Sponsors will have a special front row banquet table style seating with first-class hospitality service. The live show will start at 7 p.m. And keep in mind, it is a family-friendly event, and all attendees will experience an unforgettable performances, celebrity special appearances and performances, and award-winning performances by past competitors. 9 p.m., we should be wrapping up the show for a post-show reception. And the title sponsors for this project this year are the University of West Georgia, as well as the Real Theater.
Definitely. And you could have just said The Real. I think that folks know The Real Theater. Patrick, why don't you chat with us a bit about how prizes are determined? Because I think that folks tuning in, if they've tuned into one of the previous episodes, this very much is similar to the America's Got Talent model, which is a sensation all across the world. I mean, countries and, you know, everyone has their own version, right?
Yep.
So there are prizes for these contestants. Tell us a bit about that.
There are, yes. So this year we had a ton of folks apply with a lot of amazing talent. And we put together a committee of judges that that pre-selected the ones that would go on to perform in the live show. So we have 10 members within our community in the greater Atlanta area that are going to go on and perform for these prizes. And we, this year, have four prize categories, where in the past, what we've always done is set it up so that there's one category and the audience picks the category. This year, we have four. We still have the audience who can log in and vote. So if you are there in the audience, you can watch it live and log in and text to vote. Or if you are not there and you are watching remotely through the website, which you can buy a ticket to watch the website, you can also vote through the website. So there is an audience pick. And then we also have a past contestants pick. So alumni are also able to come back and judge. And then we also have the judges pick. So we have four prizes this year. We have judges that will be sitting on the stage who will be evaluating and giving feedback. They will pick the grand prize, and that person will win $1,000. We have the runner-up, which would be the contestants' pick. All the contestants will get together who are participating, and they will pick an individual for the runner-up for $500. We have the third-place prize, which is the audience pick. So everybody who's logged in watching remotely at home and also the ones that are there in the audience will all pick a winner. That's the third place prize for $250. And then the bonus pick would be the alums. We've invited all of the past contestants from the last 2 years to come back. And those who are there watching will be at a special section at the venue, and they will pick the bonus prize winner, and they will win $250. So four of those 10 will walk away winners.
These are some serious prizes available to those who can work up the courage to come out and show their talent off at the Rotary Club's third annual West Georgia's talent competition. It is absolutely going to be a blowout. For more information about this event, of course, you can go to westgatalent.com and you can purchase your ticket there for remote access into the live stream. And you can watch from the comfort of your own home if you're unable to come out to the University of West Georgia Grand Ballroom for the live event. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ed Ward and Patrick Uren as we chat more about the third annual West Georgia's Talent Competition audition and of course, the show as well. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uren, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:42. I'm your host, Josh Engel. And today we are chatting with Ed Ward and Patrick Uren, members of our Rotary Club. And we're here to chat about the Rotary's third annual West Georgia's Talent Competition. This is an event that has continued to grow each year. And this year's event is no different. It's going to be at the UWG Grand Ballroom on October 26th. And the event is going to be benefiting the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund held within the Tanner Medical Foundation. For more information about this event, don't forget to go to westgatalent.com. So let's jump back into it. Gentlemen, why do you two believe in this project and wish to continue the legacy and tradition of this event? We'll start with Ed Ward.
Well, Josh, bottom line is we were looking for a signature event to carry forward for our Rotary Club. And this has been basically just a fun event where we do raise money for different charities. And it basically is a legacy event for the club. We've enjoyed it.
Excellent. Excellent. Patrick, if you could you share a bit of information about the amount of money that has been raised, as well as some information about sponsorship opportunities?
Yes, absolutely. So we have raised, actually, over the next 5 years, over 5 years of doing this talent competition, we anticipate that we will raise over $230,000.
Wow.
Collectively. So it's about $60,000 every year that we're able to raise and distribute to different charities. As we've mentioned this year, talent competition is benefiting the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund that's held within the Tanner Medical Foundation. And then in past years, we have supported other great local organizations and causes like the UWG Dr. Rash Education Scholarship Fund. We've supported the West Georgia Technical Education Scholarship Fund, the Carroll County Council on Aging, Carroll County Training Center, the Neva Lomason Library, the Emergency Shelter, the Blake House, the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates. We've just supported so many great charities in our area and organizations that do so many good things throughout the years, and we want to continue that. And $230,000 is a lot of money to be able to sink back into the community. And so folks getting involved and supporting this provides us with an opportunity to be able to spread and reinvest the funds back into the community. So we're very excited that people have gotten involved and supported us with this through the different sponsorship levels that Scott has mentioned, the platinum level, which is a $3,000 sponsorship level, the gold level, which is a $1,500 sponsorship level, the silver level, that's a $750 level, and then, of course, we've had many people show up with generous cash contributions as well. And I do think that Ed has got a list of many of the great sponsors that he'll be happy to share with us as well.
Thank you, Patrick. Bottom line, our Rotary sponsors include our title sponsors, the University of West Georgia and the Real Theater. Our platinum sponsors, the $3,000 and above, include Ray Lynn, Fogo Solutions, and Print Plus. Our gold sponsors at $1,500 are AquaSure, SMI, Southwire, Tanner Health Systems. And our silver sponsors include Almond Funeral Home, Gordon Austin, Carroll EMC, Jill Pierce State Farm Insurance, Marsh McLennan, Morris Auto Sales, Grant Dollars for You, and Ortho West. And we appreciate every one of those sponsors.
Shout out to those sponsors. I mean, they're just some big names.
Some big names.
It's nice to see these heavy hitters in the community getting behind this event and helping support the mission.
I'll say that's one of the great things about our community is that every time we reach out with an opportunity, everyone usually steps up, which is fantastic. We've got a lot of folks that believe in what it is that we do at the Rotary Club and have been very generous with that support. And we are still collecting sponsorships. So if anyone would like more information on the sponsorships or how to contribute and make donations, they can go to www.westgatalent.com, or they can reach out to either myself or Ed, and we'll be happy to make that transition of funds to support our local community as seamless as possible.
Excellent, excellent. So even if you're not a business, of course, if you're a business, jump on in. Let's help do some good work.
Absolutely.
But if folks are listening and they just want to help contribute to the fund, help contribute to this cause, they can make cash donations directly to the Rotary Club.
They absolutely can make cash donations directly to the Rotary Club. And the other great thing that they can do is simply just go to our social media site, of the Rotary Club of Carrollton, and just repost the information about the show that's coming up on Saturday, October the 26th, and help get the word out so that people will log in either remotely and watch it and participate that way, or come to the live event that's going to be held in the University of West Georgia Grand Ballroom.
Ed, how will this project benefit the greater community? I mean, we've been chatting a bit about all these different organizations that have been helped be supported by the Rotary Club. Could you chat a bit more about how this benefits the greater community?
Yeah, Josh, keep in mind, all of these funds that we're raising are going to be plowed back into the community. So in this case, it will go to the endowment that has been set up for Parkinson's. I know the hospital has got new neurologists that are coming in, a new neurology center coming in, which can use the funds for exactly what we're going for as far as the Parkinson's research. And again, you know, each one of us picks our own beneficiary. So in this particular case, mine was Parkinson's.
Absolutely. Same question, Patrick.
So, you know, our Rotary's been around since, I guess, for 115, 16 years now, and our club in Carrollton's been around since 1939. Mm. And one of the great things about our event that we're doing here with this talent competition is that it really is a community builder. So you get to come and support the different local charities that we have, but you also get to have a great, fun, family-friendly event. And we do not have a lot of charity events in our area that you can bring the whole family to. So it is a great event that you can bring grandparents to, you can bring the kids to. It's a low-cost entertainment kind of event. It's less than the cost of a movie ticket to come in and donate to charity. And we have, in this year's competition with those 10 contestants, we have everyone from children performing to young adults and to seniors performing as well. And so there's all age demographics represented here and all a whole lot of amazing talent. And so it's a great evening of fun at the university that really is just a great community builder.
So I think that we've done a pretty good job establishing as to why folks in the community are going to want to come out to this event and support the event. But why should individuals with talent want to participate in this competition?
Well, that's a great question. Well, I think it's a really good opportunity to highlight their individual gifts. The ability to actually come and support something that is important to you and put your name and face behind a good cause is what I think is the biggest piece about it. And so individuals who want to participate in this competition, you can participate not only on stage, but you can participate backstage. You can volunteer to help share the information. You can volunteer to help come and pass out tickets. You can just be a greeter and welcome people to the event. What we need are folks who are interested in being a part of just supporting the cause itself. And the best way to do that is just help us share the word. And so a lot of people think, oh, there's a talent competition and I don't really have any talent or I don't want to be on stage. Well, everybody has talent and it's really about connection and discovery within our community. And so if you support what Rotary does, then come be a part by connecting with us and just being part of the energy in the group and share the message of what it is that we're trying to do and come be a part of the community and celebrate all of the wonderful things that we're doing to support everybody in the community.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's now time for our last commercial break. I do want to remind folks that if you participate, there are cash prizes available. Of course, the bonus prize picked by alumni will be $250. The third place prize chosen by the audience is $250. The runner-up prize is the contestants' pick, past contestants of the event. That's a $500 prize, and the grand prize, if you're chosen by the judges, is going to be a $1,000. So you're going to want to, I've been trying to get Colin to bring back his juggling flaming bowling pin on a unicycle act, but I don't know if he's going to do it. I hope that he will.
We'll get him back eventually.
He's a very, very gifted, talented guy. And I mean, who can sneeze at these prizes? That's fantastic. So, of course, for additional information on the Rotary Club's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition, which is set for Saturday, October 26th at 7 at the UWG Grand Ballroom, please visit westgatalent.com. We're going to take our break now. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Time is 8:53. Today is Tuesday, October 8th, and I'm your host, Josh Engel. You're listening to Community Voice. Our guests today, of course, we have Ed Ward, Surety Bond Specialist for AcroSure and Rotary Club President, as well as Patrick Uran, OMA Head of School, Rotary Club President-Elect, and Talent Competition Producer, as we chat about the Rotary's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition. Coming up October 26th at 7 p.m. at the UWG Grand Ballroom. And for more information, visit westgatalent.com. All right, let's jump back into it. So for those interested in attending the event, Patrick, what do those folks need to know?
So what they need to know right now is they can get all of their information at www.westga.com. That's westgatalent.com. www.westgatalent.com is their go-to spot for all information and the Rotary Club of Carrollton social media sites as well. But here's the summary of it. The event will start at 6 o'clock with an exclusive sponsor-only cocktail hour at the West Georgia Grand Ballroom, University of West Georgia's Grand Ballroom. where they'll have some front row banquet style seating with some first class hospitality service. The live show itself starts at 7 o'clock. It is a family friendly event for all attendees. So bring your friends, bring your kids, bring your aunts and uncles and everybody else who would love to experience some of the best talent that we have in town. We do have 4 Broadway award-winning performers who are going to make some special appearances and do some special messaging for us. The money that we are raising funds for, or the cause that we're raising the funds for, would be the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund held within the Tanner Medical Center. And also, we're going to be doing a post-show reception for everyone who attends that is being generously provided by one of our title sponsors this evening. That evening, the University of West Georgia. And there are 4 prizes. So the grand prize is the judges pick, which is $1,000. We have 3 judges who will be picking that. 2 of them are professional artists from the Atlanta metro area, and 1 is our very own Jay Gill. He'll be also awarding that.
I was gonna ask if he was involved. I love Jay. Yep. He's the best.
Jay is gonna be one of the judges. Jay and I are switching seats this year.
Cool.
He's taking my judge's seat and I'm taking his MC seat. So I'll be MCing this year and he'll be in the judge's chair. The runner-up prize is the contestant's pick. So those people who are competing will also have a chance to pick the runner-up prize for $500. The 3rd place is the audience pick. So those folks who have logged in through the website to purchase a ticket and watch remotely, and those folks who are in the audience will have a chance to text to vote. They'll pick the 3rd place prize of $250. And then the bonus pick would be the alumni. We've invited past contestants to come back, sit in a special reserve section, and they will pick the bonus prize of $250. So we have 10 contestants who are competing, and 4 of them will walk away with cash that night. And again, all information can be found at www.westgatalent.com. The cost of the ticket is affordable. It is a $20 event ticket. And again, you can buy that ticket there when you show up. You can buy it at GoPrint Plus, or you can go online and order it through www.westgatalent.com. And again, you can come watch the live event, or you can log in remotely and watch it. And then it is a text to vote. And so if you are coming to be a part of it, make sure that you are prepared to pick your favorite contestant, because they will win a prize when you vote.
Excellent. Well, we have about 3 minutes left. if we could, just a quick reminder. Again, this event is benefiting the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology. Fulford and Friends' support of Parkinson's and other neurological diseases. Gentlemen, why don't you leave us with some final thoughts as we're almost out of time. Let's start with Ed.
Josh, I'm actually looking very forward to seeing everybody out there. Please get together, come out there. It is a family-friendly event. And as Patrick said, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your dogs, bring whatever. And we'll have a great time out there.
Excellent. I love that it's a family-friendly event. I mean, from kids to grandparents, bring them all out. It's cool. They can all participate, too. They can all have a voice in this. They can choose who they were the most impressed by, who they think has the most talent, and then the prizes can be administered. So we got about 2 minutes left. Patrick, share some final thoughts with us, if you could, sir.
So my final thought on this is the fact that Rotary Club, as I said, our club has been around since 1939, and we have generations of folks who are in our community, have really invested in our community. And this generation, the current leadership in Rotary, has worked diligently to figure out how we can honor the legacy of those past members of Rotary by giving back to as many people as possible. And this talent competition is one who not only are we able to raise funds for the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology and another cause every single year selected by the president, but we're able to give back live entertainment and talent to a global community, and we're able to provide a platform for people who want to perform. So this particular fundraiser is unique in the sense that it is family friendly. We're giving a platform for people who like to perform, and we're also giving an opportunity for people to come and be entertained in a family friendly environment. So beyond raising funds for a worthy cause and simply writing a check and giving it to an organization, we're also providing service in a much more global area. We are also cultivating the next generation of Rotarians by providing experiences for the younger generation to be able to come and be a part and see firsthand what it is that we do and experience it for themselves. So we hope that we are, with this particular fundraiser, providing opportunities to cultivate the next generation of Rotarians to give service within our community and lead by example in that way.
Excellent. Well, for more information, visit westgatalent.com. Ed, Patrick, thank you both for what you're doing in regards to putting this event together, and of course for coming and joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.